On Canada Day, July 1st, the Vancouver Art Gallery was the scene of an annual event known as Cannabis Day. I'm Frieda Worden from the Spoken Word Department of CJSF-FM. Having recently moved to Vancouver from Austin, Texas, where Cannabis Day is celebrated only by a few brave souls, I thought it would be interesting to drop in on Cannabis Day in Vancouver to see the contrast. As I approached, half an hour before the official start, I saw a group of six police on bicycles riding away from the venue. I didn't see another uniformed police person the entire time I was there. According to Pot TV, there were 4,000 people in attendance. Over the next 90 minutes, you'll hear sounds from Cannabis Day 2003, edited for CJSF by Ian Jarvis and Andre Wijaya.
Hello. Would you tell me what you're doing for Canada Day?
An eagle's head.
An eagle's head? Oh, you're carving an eagle's head. But you're over here at the art gallery. It's also Cannabis Day, is it? Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, yeah, that's why I'm here, but I don't have no cannabis.
Okay, I'm not asking you about that. But what's the significance of Cannabis Day?
Get stoned, I guess.
All right, thank you. Nice eagle. So, would you mind telling me what you're doing for Canada Day?
Just coming down and enjoying the beats and the scenery and celebrating Canada's birthday, yeah.
Are you also celebrating Cannabis Day today?
I celebrate Cannabis Day every day. That's one of the beautiful things of living in Canada and particularly BC, the best marijuana in the world. I just came back from Australia and Malaysia and Singapore and Thailand and all that, and I know for a fact that out of all those countries in this one, we still have the best stuff.
Well, what makes this stuff better than their stuff?
Probably just the climate that it's grown in, so it's done really well, and it's very flavorful, very potent. Yeah, it's good.
So what do you think about this new bill about decriminalization of marijuana possession?
In some ways it's good because we are backing up the systems with so many people being charged with just possession, like under an 8. There's no reason, just because I smoke pot doesn't mean I'm a bad person and should go to jail. But at the same time, giving tickets away, I think maybe you get me more trouble for just a joint rather than it being thrown away, because they're not going to push you through the courts just for a joint, but they're going to give you a ticket for it now. So I mean, there is pros and cons to it. I think it would generate a lot of money giving tickets for the government, because they catch a lot of people, and all the money would, you know, if they used it, spent it wisely, then.
That would be good. But what about if they're going to use it on enforcement against the growers? What do you think?
I don't think it's a bad thing, actually. I think it's okay if people are smoking it, you know, if you stumble upon a plant in the forest or a thing, but when you're mass producing it and, you know, selling it globally, it's not a good idea. I think that's wrong. It's drug pushing, so.
So how are the people going to get their pot?
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with having a one little plant out in the middle of the forest, you know, that you go up and water once in a while? Maybe.
So you think we should all be growing our own?
Well, I'm not advocating for it or against it, but I'm just saying that it is a natural resource that we can, you know, have and for ourselves instead of spending money on it and supporting the drug pushers. You know, just because a person smokes pot marijuana doesn't mean that they're a bad person or that they're not a productive person in our society. Just means that, you know, sometimes that they're able to kick back, I guess, without using alcohol. It's a safer alternative, in my opinion.
Thank you very much. Happy Cannabis Day. And happy Canada Day, too. Hello. I see you dressed up as a fairy.
Yep.
What's the significance of your costume?
I'm the pot fairy.
So are you here to celebrate Cannabis Day?
Yes, I am. 6 years in a row.
What do you think about how things are going with cannabis in Canada?
Well, it seems like we're getting along, but sometimes I think that we might be more behind than we really think we are.
Would you explain that?
Well, everyone's been talking about decriminalization for something that's, in my opinion, safer than alcohol. So, you know, to see that it's still illegal and to see it so frowned upon, even though, you know, there's so much worse out there, it just seems backwards.
So, well, what do you think
done. I think that they should take a look at exactly what kind of effect pot has on people and, you know, just realize that it's a lot safer than alcohol and maybe think about decriminalizing, not legalizing, just if you can get it, you can smoke it and not make such a big deal.
What about the situation of the growers and the sellers under this new law?
Well, I mean, you got to get it somewhere. I think that the government tried to get their own thing growing, but it turned out to be really inconsistent. I think that a lot of people here, they know what they're doing, and I think maybe the government can use that, the knowledge out there.
So you think that rather than the government trying to grow its own pot, they should privatize the job?
What's that?
Do you think the government should privatize the pot growing job instead of growing their own?
Yes, definitely. I think they could get a way better quality. Yeah.
What does a joint go for these days on the street?
$5.
Is that normal or special cannabis day price?
That's normal. You buy that cheap, or you buy that low, you gotta get it for $5. But the more you buy, the cheaper it is. Like, just like wholesale. So, yeah. So it's a joint, it's $5.
Okay, anything else you wanna tell me?
Happy Cannabis Day.
Thank you so much. And happy Canada Day, too. Hello? I was wondering how you're celebrating Canada Day this year.
Smoking pot.
Do you think that Cannabis Day is a good idea to have on Canada Day?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's celebrating like Canada, like, but in stoner way. It's just smoking pot, like something from the earth. In Canada.
It's the Canada way.
Oh, it is. How long has this been going on in Canada?
I think I'm too young to know.
So, do your folks know about this, that you're out here?
Yes.
Yeah,
mine do
too as well.
So they're cool with it?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're getting high, but I don't think they care.
There's nothing they can do about it. I mean, it's our choice, isn't it? If we're willing to put our bodies through everything that pot gives us, then we'll smoke it then. Go for it.
What do you think about the effects of it? How does it affect your life?
Well, it depends on how you use it. Like, if you use it too much and you just abuse it, then, well, I guess you're just abusing it. But if you know how to, like, use it and you manage it, then I guess it's perfectly fine. As long as you're willing to go through the effects that it goes and can give you, well, then go for it.
What kind of effect?
Pardon?
What kind of effect?
Well, you know how it can, like, cause memory loss, cancers, and all stuff. If you're willing to go through that, then I guess it's okay.
It's true.
It's true. It does cause memory loss? Thanks, y'all. Happy Canada Day. Hi, you're really dressed up.
Oh, getting there. Getting there.
Yeah. So, what are you doing out here today?
Totally here for to smoke and to contribute to Canada Day and Cannabis Day. So.
That's cool. What do you think about this new political situation around cannabis?
Well, ever since way back, I thought it sucked back then, sucks now. I think, hey, you know, let it go. What the heck, you know. Was growing here in a forest before everybody showed up, so heck.
You think they should just quit worrying about it and let people do what they want?
Oh, guaranteed, yeah. Just let it go, let people do what they want. Well, that part, it's not really hurting anybody anyhow, so.
Is this your first Cannabis Day?
Oh, no, let's see. I give up counting way back when they first started these. And then I used to do other days down at the Lumberman Arch, which were the same thing for Canada Day, too, but everybody kind of got smoked up and loaded.
So this is actually a tradition for Canada Day, to smoke pot and have a good time.
Oh, guaranteed. Yep, it's been going on for a long time. They used to have this big thing called a bee-in at the Stanley Park. And down there, thousands of people would show up there with live bands and everything else, and all you seen was smoke over the horizon and a little bit of drink and everybody being happy in live bands. So.
Cool. So what do you think about them canceling the fireworks this year?
That really sucks. Everywhere across Canada, even with Stevenson out here, they have fireworks. And what's wrong? They can't afford that? Maybe they give it to Campbell for his drinking charges or something, you know, what the hell. That's a real piss off because, wow, Canada Day is fireworks. You got to have your fireworks at the end of Canada Day. So I don't know why they canceled it. I guess the money is going to building a new highway or something. I don't know.
There you go. Thanks.
Have a good one.
What are you doing smoking a cigarette on Cannabis Day?
I don't know. I guess I've been smoking cigarettes longer than I've been smoking cannabis.
What a shame.
So, who are you reporting for?
I'm with CJSF Radio.
CJSF Radio. Is that a country station? What type of station is it?
It's a campus community station, 90.1 FM. It's new on the dial since February 13th.
What kind of music do you play?
Oh, we play everything that's not very popular. Well, no, we play hip-hop, we play reggae, we play, I don't know, I'm in the spoken word department. I don't even keep up with the music very good, but you got a CD?
No.
Okay.
I want somebody to put my song on the radio.
Well, you should come on down and, well, here, I'll put it on the radio now.
I want people to put my song on the radio.
Okay, here you go.
Just a city boy, I lost all my ducks to guys with bucks and pickup trucks. Went to the bar and I couldn't compete, cause slide by where chicks is, I'll admit. Now I've been with gals for 25 years, not out with the guys having beers. I was 41 when she kicked me out on my last DI check, no doubt. Now I like to make a gal feel good, not be out chopping wood. To stroke her hair, tell her she's so fine, not 18 hours working in the mine. So hey redneck, yeah go get caught, do you know what you're doing? I'll bet not. Hey now boy, do you know the spot? If you're riding horses, you're making love not. So honey, when your guy goes to bed, yeah, has his fun, and then plays dead. Remember me, cause I wouldn't stop until, sweetheart, you couldn't walk. Cause verbal or violent, I'm not, you're safe with me, babe. That's what, to give you love every day, to make sure you're okay. When you just wanna hold and hug, just grab my arm and give me a tug. When you just wanna hold and hug, just grab my arm and give me a tug.
Could you explain your sign, please?
Well, in Ontario, it's now legal to smoke marijuana. There's a judge, a Superior Court judge, Judge Rogan, I think it is, who made a ruling on a court case recently, and it's now legalized to smoke in Ontario, but not in the rest of Canada. Just the Superior Court has made that ruling, not the Supreme Court. We're hoping that things will get bumped along, and there are three court cases right now that are being looked at by the Superior Court. That's David Melmo Levine's court. I think it's Chris Clay, and there's another one, Kane is his last name. And they're all being reviewed together, and that's been really interesting to watch what's going on there. So we're really positive. And even though it's not legalized here, you got to say that the RCMP have been just absolutely excellent around here. Nobody's being busted. Actually, this is the Vancouver local police. They're being really good too. So we're really pleased with the way I'm pleased with the way I'm being treated. Just like to see it be legalized so I don't have to be doing things under the table or behind the scenes and stuff. I want to be quite legal and grow and support this cause that I have, this habit that I have. So, cool.
So, have you been to Cannabis Day before? Has there been trouble in the past?
I've never been to one before, so I don't know. This is the first time that I've been since the court case, the Ontario decision. I feel like I can stand up now and say, hey, yeah, my name's Scott, I smoke pot, but that's not the worst thing that I've ever done, and to me it's not that evil. So let us be, and let us be free.
What's it say on this sign?
The sign says, only in Ontario, you say. Pity.
Well said. So do you know anything about this new law that's coming through?
Yeah, well, I've been trying to follow it. I'm not an authority on it, but they're trying to push the decriminalization idea, and well, that's in some senses could be progress, depending on how the police use it. They might say, oh, okay, it's really easy to ticket these people, so now where they would just walk away, now they might, you know, confiscate and give the kid a ticket and take off, or, I mean, an adult a ticket. Hopefully, they'll deal with kids in a different way.
So, also, what about where people will get their pot once the new law comes through in that form?
Well, that's a real concern of mine, and if you really look at the Dutch, they have the same kind of problems. It's not legalized over there either. They have de facto legalization where they just look the other way for simple possession, and they have their coffee shops and stuff, but those coffee shops have to buy someplace. So it's a huge illegal market, and they have major law enforcement looking after that, trying to get the big dealers and stuff, and it's just as bad as here. They haven't solved the problem. They did half of the problem, but right now in Ontario, they got the whole thing solved. They've just sort of erased the whole law, so there isn't a law. So I do think that the drug needs to be regulated, and I would love to see that. Please, yeah.
Thanks.
But don't give it to Coke or Pepsi or any multinationals. Let's try to encourage people to take care of their own needs and stuff in a safe way. Don't steal power. Don't do things that put kids at risk. Treat people with respect, okay? Common sense. Okay.
Very Canadian. Thank you. Happy Canada Day.
Yeah, happy Canada Day to you guys.
I'm asking people about how they're celebrating Canada Day and Cannabis Day.
Well, I missed breakfast down at the Canada place this morning. Just walking and looking at all the people and stuff.
Did you know that this is Cannabis Day as well as Canada Day?
Yeah, I was here last year, too. I was always just telling my friend that it seems like there's not as many people here at Cannabis Day right now.
Somebody told me it's actually not starting until 2 o'clock, so maybe it'll take a while.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's going to be a good day, I believe.
May I ask, are you by any chance a First Nations person?
Yeah, I am.
Is there any tradition of cannabis among First Nations here?
Not that I know of. We just like to smoke it.
Okay. So, what do you think about the new law that's been proposed?
As to allowing us to walk around with weed?
Well, I think that they're going to make it a fine instead of a criminal offense.
Yeah, well, as I understand it, you can't have more than 15 grams, right, for yourself. Yeah, it's going to be a fine of what? 250, I believe.
So how much is 15 grams in joints?
I don't know, 30? Depends on how big you roll them, I guess.
So that's a fair amount for a personal stash, then, you think?
Well, everyone's got friends and stuff, too, so yeah, it is a bit much. Just don't walk around with that much, that's all. Yeah. Watch your boundaries, right?
What do you think about increasing the penalties for growing and selling, though?
Are we talking soft drugs or cannabis now?
I'm talking cannabis here.
Selling a great amount of it, if it's not for medicinal purpose, I don't know, then everyone smokes it anyhow, don't you think?
Good answer. Thank you. Happy Canada Day.
You too.
So there's a guy here with a sign around his neck that says, fat bags of pot for sale. There's somebody with a sign that says, sow the seeds of freedom. Pot is good. And there's somebody else over here who's selling cookies and joints right out in the open. And there's somebody else with a sign that says, mythic tarot card readings for pot. You think you're going to make this trade, guy? You think you're going to trade a tarot reading for pot?
I did last time. I got a couple of dime baggies, and everyone who entered the contest last time got a big fat doobie for entering the contest. So,
what's the contest?
For the best sign award. And they got another contest, but I can't remember what it is.
Hi there. Could I ask you to talk on the radio a little bit? I'm very impressed with your hat. Is that hat a celebration or an advertisement or both?
It's a celebration.
Have you been to Cannabis Day before?
Every year I'm here.
So how is this year different from other years?
This year I think we feel more comfortable because of the, you know, the gram limit. Now, I have glaucoma, right? So basically I belong to the Compassion Club here in Vancouver, Right, which means basically I can carry it around without too much of a hassle. But then everybody can now, right? I think Canada is a great country. I think it's great that we're allowed to express how we feel.
So you actually have a card. You're a card-carrying member of the Compassion Club.
That's right.
Does the Compassion Club make it easier for people with medical conditions to get hold of marijuana?
A lot easier. We don't have to go down dark alleys anymore. Right, we can go to a clean place where it's weighed in front of us. There's other people there with medical problems just like us, you know, and everything's fair there. In fact, they even have donations. If you can't afford to buy something, they'll give you a gram. Right, and we're supportive, you know, like people that have cancer. The hospital send them over to the Compassion Club because this is their only hope to relieve their pain. Right.
And for glaucoma, what does it do?
What it does is it helps drain the water in the back of the eye, right, and that takes the pressure off. Like, unfortunately, when I didn't smoke and I went blind in my right eye. So I only see now out of one eye, but I know that it's this plant, right? Plus, it also helps me sleep. It gives me an appetite. So these things are really important.
How long have you been with the Compassion Club?
About 5 years.
Have things changed at the Compassion Club over that period of time?
No, busier now. It's a lot busier now. And we're getting more community support now than we never used to. Right? People are accepting the fact that we're there. Right? People are accepting the fact that it's okay to smoke marijuana now. Right? Would you want to toke one?
Sure. Don't tell the radio station.
I won't tell the radio station, I promise. I don't even know what radio station you're from.
We're from CJSF 90.1 Campus Community Radio Station. It's new on the FM dial, and you just might enjoy it, especially if you're stoned.
It's a cannabis radio station?
No, it's not it's a campus radio station, not a cannabis radio station.
What a great idea! That's what we need, is a cannabis radio station to announce things like this, don't you think?
Well, I think you should apply for a license.
A license?
A license to have a radio station. Well, I suppose if you're not licensed for the pot, you could be not licensed for the station, too. But you'll have to look into the things. There are transmitters available. Here, I'm going to try this. Thank you. There are a lot of people that
this
smoke
pot. Medical stuff. You'll like this.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never tried that.
Buds.
Yeah. So, does the government grow this medical stuff?
No. It's usually private dealers, but they're very careful about what chemicals and that they're using, because there's a lot of people that have other problems where they're using insecticides could cause, you know, even worse problems. I seen one time a person in there. They were so debilitated that the only thing that they could move was their head. They're in a wheelchair. They had a caregiver. Caregiver brought her to the back room, like it's like a smoking room, a comfy room. And the caregiver lit up the joint, put it to her lips. She took her mouth away from the oxygen, took a toke, right, and took a little bit of oxygen. That's all she had in her whole life. Nothing else could she move. Can you deny a person like that a little bit of happiness? Feeling good just for a few minutes, you know, does your heart good. People with asthma go there because they're having trouble breathing. Marijuana has been proven to help people with asthma.
No kidding.
And people that have epileptic fits, this helps. Right? Marijuana is a great herb. It is.
Thank you. That's a beautiful marijuana leaf on your hat.
It's from my very first march.
When was that?
Probably about 20 years ago. I've been waiting a long time for this day. It's okay now. It's been legalized. But you know what? The government needs, he says, okay, now you can have it. So where the frig are people supposed to buy it? They're still sending us onto the streets to support illegal activity. Come on, Canada, wakey, wakey. You know, what are we telling the public? Sure, you can walk around with a couple of grams, but don't think you know, if somebody's going to grow it, well, then we're going to bust you. If you're going to legalize it, open up a store where you can buy it. Simple.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a good business. Well, they're privatizing the liquor, so maybe the liquor lobby will want to start selling pot in their store.
There's quite a few spots down on Hastings, right? You've been down to the restaurants there? Oh, yeah, there's about four restaurants in a row. You can go in there, get a joint, have some coffee, smoke a joint. And there's a seed shop upstairs. Right? Like, everything's there for you. Right? Go down to Hastings and you'll see 3 or 4 restaurants all in a row, and there's basically, you can smoke pot in there. No problems.
Well, very interesting. Canada is quite an interesting place. Thank you. Happy Canada Day.
Happy Cannabis Day.
Right. Many more.
Thanks.
Here's a lady in one of those wheelchair scooter things. She's wearing a bright fuchsia dress and a Cannabis Day cartoon. Excuse me, could I stop and take a look at your cartoon and tell people what it says? Would you care to say a few words as well?
Well, I truly believe that they should legalize marijuana. They shouldn't deprive people of what they deservedly need for their medication. And that's why I'm here today, to support legalization of medicinal marijuana.
So you don't think Canada has legalized it yet?
Absolutely not. In fact, this Bill C-38 is going to make it even worse for us. We're going to get a $150 fine for possession. I can just see the police cars sitting outside when we pick up our medicine, giving us a ticket for $150, and then if we can't pay it, we have to go to jail. That's the new Bill C-38. And those who supply the medicinal marijuana are going to end up 14 years in jail. So no, I don't support that at all. I want to make it easier for people like myself to use medicinal marijuana that does help me with my condition. And I would also like to see the health care cover the costs of it so that I don't have to continue paying for it myself.
That's a good, strong statement. Thank you. Okay, I read your sign. It says Cannabis Day, and under is a cartoon with an elderly woman looking out the window talking to an elderly man in a chair. She says, "Ed, I'm sure the people next door are growing marijuana. There's only one thing to do." And he says, "Harvest ours first." This is Tuesday, July 1st, 2003. We're at the Vancouver Art Gallery. It's 2 p.m. The celebration is about to begin. Canada Day is Cannabis Day. Hi there. If you'll forgive my saying this, you look like an old stoner.
Okay.
Have you been attending Cannabis Day for a long time?
No, this is my first one.
Well, looks can be deceiving. So, what do you think about the current situation with marijuana in Canada?
Seems to be improving.
So, what do you think is the good part?
It's good.
Oh, the marijuana is good. Oh, I see. It's a joke. What do you think about the law?
It's bad.
How would you like it to be different?
Disappear.
Thank you for your pithy comments. Okay, happy Cannabis Day. What are y'all doing down here on Canada Day?
We are celebrating Cannabis Day. So we're smoking pot and we're hanging out and just enjoying the festivities.
I noticed that your glasses are orange. Does it make it look weird when you're stoned?
No. It just makes it look better, that's all.
What do you think about the kind of pot that people are making available here? Is it good or not good?
I don't know. I brought my... Yeah, we brought our own.
Okay. So is this your first year?
This is my third year.
How has it changed over the last 3 years?
Less people.
Yeah, there's a lot less people.
Why do you think that is happening?
Perhaps there's more anxiety considering the new laws about marijuana that have recently been passed. And I mean... You know, you can get busted for selling pot. I mean, I think it's nice that people can come out and enjoy, you know, smoking a joint if they've got it, you know, personal. But if they're out here to make a profit, I don't think that's what the community wants.
You think the community basically supports making the dealing more criminal and the smoking less criminal?
I think so. I don't know. I think, you know, that's the way it should be in a perfect society, perhaps, but
just keep it non-commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks a lot. A big banner is being unfurled. I gotta go see.
All right, for those of you out there who don't know the rules, these are the new rules. They're gonna be global pretty soon, but right now they apply right here. The new rules are, rule number one, do not break anything, do not hurt anybody, do not be impolite, don't say any bad words to the police or anybody else, be on your best behavior. Rule number two. As much pot as you like. That's right. Rule number two is do any harmless activity you feel like, and we should do them all. We should grow pot. We should deal pot. We should breathe pot. Yeah. Yeah. And it's a nice, and also it's a nice day, so if you feel like getting totally fucking naked and having a smoke, go ahead. Should all harmless people be protected? And they said, well, we can't see why not. And they said, hey, in about 7 months, we'll write a decision. A decision that may very well protect all growing, all dealing, all smoking, all cannabis crimes will suddenly become cannabis activities. Protected activities, constitutionally protected activities. That means right now, in Ontario, due to the Rogan court decision of the Supreme Court of Ontario, or a higher court in Ontario, you can possess pot and the police are not allowed to take it away. For the next 5 months, in Ontario at least, the police have to follow the law. It's legal in Ontario. The court there is tired of the government waiting around, waiting to change their laws so that medical people can have access to it. So the courts in Ontario, many judges on Ontario have just thrown the law right out. And in BC, we have to fight for the same right, which means if you see somebody getting arrested today for growing, for dealing, for smoking, we have to hug that person, give them a big hug, and not let them go. We still may have to unarrest people here in BC. But in Ontario, there are cafes opening up. Bring your own bud cafes. The laws are falling apart. By this time next year, cannabis is going to be totally legal all across Canada. The last illegal pot rally you or I ever go to. Yeah! So we're gonna make it a doozy, and we're gonna have a best plant contest, and we're gonna have lots of prizes for best costume and best sign and best plant. And if you see Mark Emery walking around here, you might not like capitalism, but he has some free marijuana and he paid for most of this rally, so let's give him a big hand. Mark is the reason why we should let the capitalists live after the big farmer revolution, the big plant breeder revolution.
Overgrow!
You know, we can unite the planet with this plant. It is the tree of life. This rare is the oldest rare on the planet. It goes back to even the time of Moses, when he said you should throw people away from your tribe who use the sacred anointing oil without the permission of the priest. That's just the rare on weed. And when the early Christians did the same thing to the Gnostics and the Essenes, and they said that was the Satan's weed, that's the rare on weed one more time. And if you look at the doctors, the early allopathic medicine doctors, they shut down all the herbal schools. They call it quack medicine, snake oil salesmen. And they sold us pills made of metal, made of things they dug out of the ground instead.
and they told us to forget the herbs. Well, that's the war on weed. Well, I'll tell you something, the war on weed is over. The weed has won. That's right, the weed won. The cops lost, the blue meanies lost, the weed has won. The flower wins. And they know it in Ontario. They're opening up cafe after cafe after cafe in Ontario. Right now, you could go into the Kensington Market. You could smoke buds in the Rocharama hemp shop, in the back of the hemp shop there. They have something called the Buzz. It's the latest bring your own bud cafe. There, it's completely legal. And in New Brunswick and Nova Scotia, judges are throwing out the pot law. It's becoming legal more and more places to smoke all across Canada. Is BC far behind? No. Here, the judges in BC are just itching to legalize it. They got judges seen in their newspapers. Yeah, it's no worse than a martini. She's right, it's no worse than a martini. It's a whole lot better than a martini. With a martini, you get a hangover, you puke on your shoes. You're no good for work the next day. With marijuana, you smoke 12 joints, and you get up in the morning the next day, and you go to work.
Yeah,
you smoke 12 more at work. Smoke some sativas in the morning, indicas at night. You'll be doing yourself a favor. You probably live longer than if you don't smoke anything at all. Less stress and feel wrinkles.
You've been listening to a soundscape of the 10th Annual Cannabis Day, Vancouver 2003. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, and streaming on the internet at www.cjsf.bc.ca.
Hello, how's it going?
Going well. So tell me a little bit about this plant. Does it have a variety name?
I just call her Berlin. She's a Berlin breed. She's a cross between indica and sativa. And I call her Mary. So she's my sweet little plant.
It's very beautiful. Its shape, it looks like a bonsai tree. Did you do that on purpose?
Yes, I try to keep it fairly old, you know, without it growing too much.
And it's flowering, even though it's... Oh wait, that flower, did that come from there?
No, it's flowering a little bit. It's flowering a little bit, just a little bit on the head, because the season's just started.
Wow.
So past June 21st, all the plants start to flower. So
what's the advantage of crossing the indica and the sativa?
You get the benefits of both sativa and indica, or both the hallucinogenic and the mellowic of the indica.
Which one is which?
Sativa is more of the hallucinogenic, and the indica is more of the relaxing, mellow, and the body effects.
Oh, that's interesting. So, are there any kinds of bad side effects that, or you know, like in terms of if the way pot affects you, that you want to breed out of your plants?
Well, it's more of attitude towards people that's more negative, I find, than anything. Just the view of the way people have towards the plant. Other than that, I find the plant very helpful towards me. It keeps me very calm and just feeling very good about myself, you know. And I just, without the plants, I'm just not as happy as I am with the plants, honestly.
So this plant is not just like an object of consumption to you, it's actually a friend.
Oh yeah, her name's Mary and she's my best friend. Oh yeah, she's my friend, man. I love her very much.
Well, may the best plant win.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
So let me tell you what's going to happen today. All our contests that we will begin as soon as we got some microphone power sound system we're setting up for you. We got bands to play for you, playing all day. We got speakers from the various marijuana activist groups here. And we're giving away a whole bunch of prizes and a whole bunch of marijuana. Again, it's going to be a madhouse here.
Yeah.
The marijuana is the most potent marijuana we've ever handed out. This year we got some purple skunk for you. Some nice indoor and outdoor crystalline mugs for you. Time, I guarantee you, time will slow down. This is a 6-hour rally, but it'll seem like a 12-hour rally. I guarantee you. And if you've never smoked pot before, make sure to come up to me at 420 and say, I'm a virgin. Smoke me up. I haven't had a hit today. Smoke me up and I'll make sure you get nice and irie. That's our job here. That's right. How many people have seen Pot TV? Raise your hand, Pot TV viewers out there. Do you know about it? It's free. Pot TV, it's as high as you get off the net. One click and you are hooked. Pot TV is free on the internet. All you need is Real Player. Then you can watch hours and hours and hours of the latest marijuana news, marijuana culture. We have marijuana grow tips. We have cooking shows. We got music shows. We got ancient history shows. We got religious shows. We got all kinds of shows. We can teach you how to throw a smoke in your hometown. So check out Pot TV. Okay. You know how long we've been doing this? I have been doing this personally for 10 years. Smoking pot out in the open for 10 years. I'm so glad it's not going to be 10 more. We're going to win. We're going to win this year. I was thinking of opening up a school and selling pot out of the school. But in order for you to qualify to get pot, you had to pass an exam. You had to get 90 or 100%, 9 or 10 out of 10 questions right. I was thinking of calling it the Vansterdam School of Smarter Smoking and Recreational Autonomy. And that any cop that wanted to buy pot off of me had to pass the test first. That's right, we bring him into court. We put the cop on the witness stand. We say, yes, Your Honor, we sold him pot, but he passed the test. We didn't think he was going to hurt anyone with the pot because he passed the test. He got 10 out of 10 right. What do you think of that? And the Compassion Club here, the Compassion Club wants to open up another location. And we are hoping to raise money for the Compassion Club by having a raffle. We are going to raffle off today $600 worth of the dankest seeds known to humankind and over an ounce of the Lower Mainland's finest herbal buds. That's right, including some of the famous purple skunk that will be given away as samples throughout the day. So if you're into the raffle, we have special people. They will be wearing green ribbons and they have tickets later on in the show, and you can buy raffle tickets from the people who work at the Compassion Club. Also, some of the money will also be going to Renee Bogier and her fight to be one of the official marijuana refugees into Canada so we can end the war in the United States too. And some of the money will be going to Brian Carlisle of the Chilliwack Holy Smoke Compassion Club out there. We want more people growing pot. We want more people smoking pot. We need more pot everywhere. More people growing industrial hemp. We want more people eating hemp seeds. It's just like Jello Biafra said over 10 years ago. Grow more pot. You've got to grow more pot. How many people out there do not grow but would like to grow? Raise your hands. All right. I suggest the next time you're taking the seeds and the stems out of your baggies, don't throw the seeds away. Plant them. Plant them in your front yard. Plant them in your backyard. Plant them in your neighbor's yard. Plant them at City Hall. Plant them here at the art gallery. Plant them all over town. Leave no seed unplanted this year, for 2003 is the year of legalization. It's legalization or bust. How many people are interested in buying pot out of a store? How many people would come down on raid day and protest the cops raiding that place? What we gotta do is we gotta open up. And if it gets raided, we gotta open up the next day. If it gets raided again, we gotta open up right next to it. We gotta open up 10 more. They shut one down, we open up 10 more. We gotta just keep coming out of the closet. We gotta open up as many pot cafes, bring your own bud cafes as we can. And all of a sudden, all at once, maybe the first day of September, maybe the first day of October, we gotta put menus on the tables and say, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we'll be free at last. Because I've been to Amsterdam. I've seen the cafes there. They don't have any magic potion. They don't have a feather in their hat that allows them to fly. They don't have anything that we don't have. Okay, they might have one thing that we don't have. The cojones, the stones, the donuts, the balls to be free. We're no more. We're going to take our freedom. We're not going to wait around any longer for someone to give it to us. We're going to take it. We're going to be free this year. Because every human being dies. But not every human being really lives. And it's better to live for a couple of seconds on your feet than for a maximum of 5 more years of prohibitionist genocidal nightmare. Begging for your freedom on your knees. No more of that. The government is lying to you when they say they want to decrim. They're lying. What they mean by decrim is a $150 fine. First time offense. $250 fine. Second offense. $500 fine, third offense. That's what they mean by decrim. Fuck that decrim. We're not going to take that decrim. We want no punishment. No fine. We want it to be like coffee. Like coffee beans. Anybody can grow it. Anybody can smoke it. Anybody can deal it. Yeah, it's a plant. It's just a flower. Hey, I just heard word that Bayer Pharmaceuticals is trying to take over cannabis medicine. And they want to sell all the marijuana. Well, I'll tell you something. Bayer Pharmaceuticals cannot supply the medicine like the hippies. They can't grow the pot like all the hippie friends I know live on the islands and out in the Kootenays. The hippies are setting the standard for potent medicine. Bayer's going to have to hire us to teach them how to grow pot. There's going to be more money spread out in the medicine economy than ever before because people are going to stop buying pills. Overnight, $364 billion is going to go out of the hands of the pharmaceutical companies and into the hands of the hippies. The hippies are going to have a lot of money. It's going to be nice for lunch. We're not going to be poor welfare bums. We're going to be rich welfare bums. We stop picking up the checks. We'll start paying taxes, more taxes than the pharmaceutical companies can.
Okay, we're about to hear this homegrown band from Vancouver called Hot Box.
You got a little bit of lettuce. All right, that's what I used to do for a living. I was an average guy with an average life. And just like you, I was full of strife. I had a wife, a kid, a child, and
then came a life on a farm. Grow up, growing in resistance. Start to grow up.
Here's the plan.
Gotta get a house. A bad basement, a starving kid. Full insurance replacement. Fake IDs when you meet the landlord. Can't pipe. For me, there's jumping. Pulses pumping. 220 hot, 8 sodium. Birds have heard through the pictures, newspapers.
Chemical hydro, I'm growing agro. Aluminum phosphate, bought as a nitro.
Hydro filling, steel like electro. Circuit breaking, through the retro. Lego, you can go down on the dance floor. The cops in the front, we're out the back door.
Yeah! In the dance of night,
it's a high life.
In a new light,
yeah. Double wolf on the door. Deal with the new world order. Cross the world's largest unguarded border. I'll make the drop on time. Your money's gonna double when you cross the line. Indian hero, like you bet. America's money on the deficit. I got a doobie in one hand.
That ain't bad, your rules are bad. What the fuck? Yeah.
If you check out Pot TV, just type in Hot Box on the search engine. They got a kick-ass video, and I'm sure they need your support, as all bands, all these bands are local, they all need your support. When you see them playing somewhere else where you actually have to pay, please do so, because you got to see them here for free, and they are all kick-ass bands. So next up, we have for you, the first time ever in 10 years of marijuana activism, perhaps the first time ever in the history of marijuana activism, the first best plant contest. And I do believe we have two bold entries. This contest is going to get bigger and bigger every year. But I want you to go wild, give a warm round of applause to the people who decided to enter the first plant contest while it was still an illegal best plant contest. Bring the entries to the best plant contest to the center stage. The bold and brave growers who defy the law and thumb their noses at it, who frequently violate the law by bringing their beautiful plants or getting someone else to bring their beautiful plants out in front of everybody and unashamedly put them in the beauty contest. Don't worry, we have some fantastic prizes if either of them decide to show up. We are going to give away a vaporizer. Yeah, that's right, and a wonderful book from the BC Marijuana Party. Oh, look, here's one of them. Maybe the only best, where's the other guy in the best plant contest? That's right, growers coming out of the closet. We are growing now out of the closet in the noonday sun, in the afternoon sun, where Mother Nature was kind enough to locate one beautiful big grow bulb right in the center of the sky, free for everybody. That's right. No longer will we have to pay exorbitant costs or maybe rip off BC Hydro to grow. No! We are going to have greenhouses. We are going to have acres, fields of this stuff. And we owe the growers a big round of applause for keeping the genetics and the strains alive. So let's give a great big round of applause to all the plant growers all over the world! the wonderful growers of the pot plant. Where is the other plant in the best plant contest? We have two plants for your contesting pleasure. We didn't want it just to be a runaway, kind of like an American election, one choice deal. We wanted at least two choices. And where's the other plant? By golly, where does this guy win by default? Where were you? You were here a second ago, best plant contest guy. Where are you? My goodness. Well, it wasn't the most organized revolution ever. Perhaps the anal retentive German communists had a speed on that one, but we definitely have the stylish and imaginative revolution, even though we're not totally on time for everything. So maybe we'll give the other guy who took the time and energy and the risk to bring his plant down for the best plant contest. We're going to give him another second to get here. I don't just want to hand all the prizes over to one guy.
He's coming!
Hey, here's the other plant here! Give a big round of applause!
Excellent. Hey, do we have Chris Bennett in the audience today? Chris Bennett here. We need to do a station identification for Pot TV. Is Chris Bennett in the audience? Happy birthday! Somebody give that girl a toke, it's her birthday! Smoke her up! All people who are born on July 1st should get free marijuana. Hey, Mark Emery, we need to do a station identification. We need Chris up here to point the camera at the crowd, and then we want the crowd, everybody there, to say, you are watching Pot TV. You want to practice with me once, and then we'll do it for real the second time, all right? Here's the practice one. One, two, three.
You are watching Pot TV.
All right. Pretty good, pretty good. Now, what people are trying to say here is, you are watching Pot TV. But they're going to see it at the top of their lungs. This is a station identification so that people all over the world can see our spirit here in Amsterdam and catch it. It's contagious. So we want to say hi to everybody all over the world on the internet this way. All right? So I will count one, two, three, and then you will say you are watching Pot TV, all right? One, two, Alright, alright, that was beautiful, people, that was beautiful.
There's a pot lighting ceremony. There's a man with leaves, pot leaves strung around his neck. He's wearing a bandana over his eyes with holes in it.
Tipping here, running in a row in High Times Magazine, Vancouver, the pod capital of the world. And it's been great. You know, we've seen a lot happen here in the last decade as long as pot's been going on. You know, I remember back in 93, a rally this big, and it's been every year getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And more people are getting aware, and now we're finally starting to see that political change we've all been hoping for.
Yeah, buddy!
You know, and the biggest worry isn't even our own government. It seems that the biggest threat to legalization in Canada is the old White House. And isn't that a pisser, you know, considering that George Jr. himself smoked a joint with Bill Spaceman Lee, last president and vice president of the United States smoked pot. Bush Sr.'s vice president, Dan Quayle, he smoked pot. But a lot of hypocrisy going on down the states. In fact, you know that they've got over 2 million people in jail right now in the United States of America. That's one in every 142 people. Comparatively, we have one in every 650 people in jail here in Canada. And they're trying to tell us what we should do with our drug laws? That's nuts, man. And we got to let our politician know that's nuts. We had a Senate committee and a House of Commons committee that both recommended legalization, decriminalization, in a much broader way than what we're seeing here. This whole Canadian decrim thing's a big joke, man. They're doubling the penalties for growing and supplying marijuana. So it's a big scam. They did that in order to placate the White House, George Bush, John Ashcroft, John Walter, and other top-notch assholes.
Deniers!
The lawyers, the liars, the politicians, you know. So we gotta let the Canadian politicians know
not to follow the way of America, not to jail its population, but to legalize marijuana. Legalization, man.
Yeah!
Do you know how much money you can make by growing marijuana for seed, breeding marijuana? You can make 5 times as much breeding marijuana as you can just selling the marijuana. And you get to keep all the marijuana for yourself, too. Isn't that a great deal? We need 1 million seed banks all over Canada right now. 1 out of every 30 people should be breeding marijuana. It's the number one medicine on the planet. Why not? It is time for the whole crowd, everybody here, to be a marijuana activist and end this thing. Finish it off. Prohibition is down. Prohibition is down. It's not good enough. It's down. What should we do while it's down? We should kick it. We should kick it while it's down, make sure it's dead. Should take the head severed from the body, bury it. We should make sure it never gets up again. Because if marijuana prohibition ends, then drug prohibition ends. If drug prohibition ends, then scapegoating ends. If scapegoating ends, then war could end. And if war ends, it'll be the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for this guy to come down off the head of the lion. He's sitting on top of the lion at the Vancouver Art Gallery and been making this speech out of this silly little, it's like a wireless microphone with a tiny speaker, PA type speaker.
Check it out already. Pick up an Old Testament, old copy of the Bible, and look in especially the Aramaic or Hebrew edition in Exodus 30:23. If you got a Bible-thumping mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, somebody, a euphoriaphobe, somebody who's afraid of cannabis, tell them to check out Exodus 30:23. It says so right there. Canna balsam, the aromatic cane. It's in the Bible, for Pete's sake. It's a holy herb. There's nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing wrong. Apparently, the only way to die from cannabis is if a bale of it falls on you.
Falls on you.
Falls on you.
God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed.
He's smoking his joint and sitting down to read Genesis.
And the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good!
It was good. Don't bug all the joint. Pass it on.
Woo! That's good.
That makes a lot more sense. That makes a lot more sense than the maple leaf. You only get maple sugar and wood out of the maple leaf. But marijuana gives you everything! Everything! I'm talking everything! Everything that isn't made of glass or metal can be replaced with cannabis, just about. Half of the medicine cabinet, the fuel for your car, the upholstery for your car, the outside of your car, the rubber tires on your car, anything that can be made out of a carbohydrate can be made out of a hydrocarbon. Anything that can be made out of petroleum can be made out of hemp. Hemp is natural petroleum. We can grow our own paper, grow our own fiber, grow our own car, grow our own fuel, grow our own medicine. Cannabis is the tree of life. No wonder it's the number one plant in most religions around the world. There is no overdose level. You will pass out and puke and fall asleep before you overdose on cannabis. If you smuggle hashish in your belly and then one of the baggies bursts in your belly, you still won't overdose and die off of it. You'll get very sick, you probably won't feel very well, but you will not die. It is one of the least toxic substances known to humankind. It's somewhere on the order of peppermint. Can you imagine peppermint prohibition?
Hey, sir, where are you going with that stick of Wrigley's? I believe that's peppermint flavored. Don't you know the government has deemed that to be too much of a risk? They outlawed that with catnip in 2005. I don't want to see it get that bad. Because if they outlaw one herb, then the other herbs aren't safe. We gotta protect the herbs. We are the flower children. We gotta protect the flowers. The flowers are our friends. The flowers are nice. The flowers will pick you up if you're feeling down. How many people here have never tried cannabis? Virgins. How many people, seriously, never tried pot before, ever? Yeah. I think everybody here has tried pot, but if you haven't tried pot, and you can look me in the eye, and without smiling, without breaking a laugh into a grin, if you can convince me that you haven't smoked marijuana, I will smoke you up today. Without smiling. You have to be able to say it with a straight face. As opposed to a stone face, that's right.
You're standing right now with delegates from over 1,000 grow-ups.
Excuse me. Do you think it's true that marijuana makes people more peaceful or not?
Oh, yeah. Much calmer.
You think there's fewer fights when people are smoking marijuana than when they're drinking?
Much fewer car accidents. Can OD. Very safe drug.
16,000 soldiers.
Thank you.
There ain't but 20,000 police in the whole town! Can you dig it? Now here's the sum total. One gang could run this city. One gang. We could tax the police. The crime syndicate, we can set prices, because we got the streets, sucker! All we have to do is maintain the general truth. Take over one suburb at a time. Secure our territory. Secure our turf. Because it's all our turf!
Now this is sounding rather militaristic. With a Marantz and a microphone just like mine, the 635A Electro Voice. Yes. Where are you from?
CKNW.
And where's that? Here in Vancouver?
That is here in Vancouver, yes.
Is that a commercial station?
This is a commercial radio station, indeed.
How much of this do you think they'll run on your station?
Probably a couple of stories.
What do you think is the hot story? I won't be able to air this until a week from Thursday. By then, you'll have broken your story, so you can tell me what your hot story is going to be.
It's just the ambiance. The ambiance of Cannabis Day.
What's your name, sir?
Okay. All right.
Give it up for Scott.
Do you represent the media?
I'm with CJSF Radio, 90.1 FM. It's a campus community radio, and I represent campus community radio, I would venture to say.
I see. So you're not like pro-marijuana or anything. You're just basically reporting.
You think that myth of objectivity is really true?
Well, I don't know about that, but what I do know is that the way to solve the dangerous situation of grow-ups with armed people and cops going in with guns and stuff is to let reasonable people grow some reasonable amounts of their own herb if they want to partake, And the other thing is they need to really make the distinction between abuse and use of drugs. We do have a serious problem with drug abuse in this country, in this world, but smoking marijuana for the most part is not drug abuse. There are some that maybe get to that level, but reasonable people should not be restricted from doing what is reasonable because some people are unreasonable with a reasonable product. There's my message.
Do you find smoking pot and having a job are compatible or incompatible?
I find it's different for everybody. I mean, it has amazing different effects on different people. It's good for so many different things. In the past, I had friends, I'm 46 years old, and some of the people I grew up with at some point stopped smoking it because all it did for them was make them not into a project or fall asleep or whatever. Some of them have gone back to using it for going to sleep at night. But for me personally and many other people I know, if I smoke a reasonable amount and I've got a project to do, I get right into that project and I have so much fun doing it. And I mean, I love music and I love nature and I love all that stuff, and I don't need to smoke a joint to love that stuff. But when you smoke a joint, it's just like one more thing, like one more eagle flying over that what was otherwise just a beautiful lagoon with trees. You just added something else, that's all.
Thank you for your opinion.
I'll say one more thing. It should be illegal for any representatives that we select to serve us to make it illegal for us to do things that don't harm ourselves or anybody else demonstrably. That we need a law about.
Right. Thank you. You want to speak? Go for it.
I just wanted to say that this is the best cannabis gathering I've come to, because for me as a minister of God that believes that marijuana is the sacred herb and that should be freely given and distributed to all, I'm glad that I'm sitting here with all my friends today at the Vancouver fucking Marijuana Fest with all my brothers smoking spliff. I'm from the east side. That all I'm saying, hey, what's up, Zeus, is that I am glad to be here. And
hey, settle down. I just want to say that. Holy fuck.
I'm glad that I came down here, and then I'm glad that all these people came down here, because I really believe that marijuana is an important issue that people should be freely talking about, freely distributing. I went to jail for 40 days for distributing 6 pounds of marijuana on the street corner, and I'm glad that I did jail time for it. So, you know, for me, I'm glad that there's a lot of people coming out more supporting the Marijuana Fest. And I hope that maybe next year it will double.
Wow. You did all time for selling marijuana before, and you said you were glad? Why did you say you were glad?
Well, I'm glad because when I ran for the BC Marijuana Party, I felt very much shame about being busted for marijuana and about just even going to jail, because I've always smoked marijuana and always kind of felt guilty that, you know, going to jail for marijuana should be a shameful thing. But then these people turned me around, and when I ran for the marijuana party thing, they made me realize that going to jail for marijuana was a good thing, because at least I went to jail on behalf of people who don't get busted and, you know, people who are scared to smoke marijuana in public places. And so for me, it's like it was a real eye-opener. I'm glad. You know, it was a very eye-opening experience. And I would still go to jail for my religion and my belief for marijuana today.
Are you a Rasta man? I see you had the hat.
I'm a Rastafarian priest, but I run a Church of the Universe here in Vancouver, which every Sunday around 4:20, we hold a service and we smoke marijuana to praise God.
What do you think you would have been doing if you hadn't found pot?
Well, if I had never found pot, I don't know. I'd probably be living a pretty boring life about now, you know what I mean?
Really? Okay.
Marijuana rocks.
Well, since you have a pen out and a piece of paper, I might as well tell you exactly everything there is to know.
Okay, good.
The secret of life lies above the 49th parallel here in this strange land called British Columbia. It's North America's greatest kept secret. And so rather than telling people where we are, I'm going to just let them guess, because there is no place in North America like marijuana, British Columbia. And if I was mayor, I'd name a town that, of course. And having been from the west to the east and from the north to the south, and having smoked probably over 150 different blends of marijuana all over North America, Once I got here to heaven, British Columbia, and I got to partake some of its finest, I think I'll never move and forever be thankful for discovering it.
Where did you come from?
I came from a planet that at the present time is equivalent to Nazi Germany, where they prosecute people for drug offenses and other minuscule crimes against social standings because their society doesn't believe in it. South of the 49th parallel. Thank God I'm Canadian.
I hear you. I hear you. Happy Canada Day. Yeah.
They kicked me out.
They kicked you out? Really? I mean, what happened?
Well, I just like to get high and they kicked me out. I could never see my parents again or my grandmother or my little brother or my dad's gravesite. I could never see my friends or anyone else I cared about because I like to get high and that's not according to the big American power machine, the self-professed police force of planet Earth can go and have a good time all by themselves in their own closet. I'm up here in heaven and I'm enjoying every minute of it. I've been on cloud nine for 4 years since I got here. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. And here's somebody with a big sign, the beautiful mota on it. It says the people's choice. It's a photograph of the flowering part of a, or the budding part of a marijuana plant.
Sweater here.
You do have a plant hanging on your sweaters, and it's a badge that says Marijuana Pickers Local 210. Is there actually a Marijuana Pickers Local?
Well, there must be because my friend gave it to me, and he's dying, so this is like a kind of a big thing, sort of a good luck thing, I'm hoping, because I don't do any pills, so this is kind of good luck with, you know, all my stress.
Okay, thanks, and good picking. Hi. What's your sign say?
Pot is good, and sow the seeds of freedom.
Cool. Thank you. Oh, what's your shirt say?
It's from the election, the last election. Overgrow the government. Vote BC Marijuana Party.
Wow. Did they actually have a candidate? They did.
I was a candidate.
Hey, cool. So how many votes did you get?
491 with 9,000 voters.
That's not too bad a percentage, actually, for an unknown party, but with a famous name.
Well, we filled all 79 seats, and we all got about the same amount of votes in every riding, yeah.
Well, I guess those are the one-issue voters.
Pardon me?
Those are the single-issue voters.
Marijuana is a big issue. It covers every issue.
So, let's see. I wanted to ask this man to describe his plant, and then I'm going to come back to you. Is that okay? We are at Cannabis Day. Cannabis Day, which is also Canada Day, also known as Canada Day, July 1st, 2003, at the Art Gallery in Vancouver.
Where are you from?
I'm from CJSF Radio. It's 90.1 FM.
Oh, yeah? I'm going through a bogus entrapment charge right now with a marijuana charge. I was at Grandview Park up there going to a free dinner. I had a bag of crappy shake anyways, stuff that people get out of the garbage can, my friends from downtown. I was up there and I was just holding it up and this undercover officer came up, grabbed the bag of weed out of my hand, fucking offered $20 so I can, my brother said yes to it. I grabbed the money, I was stupid that way anyways, but $20 is a lot of money when you're not on welfare anyways for half a year because it's too hard for me to get welfare. So now I've got to go to court for this charge anyways. That is something that somebody picked out of the garbage anyways. And I don't sell marijuana. I'm the vice president for Van Du right now at this moment. So.
Wow. So when is this thing going to go to trial?
I get arraignment next month anyways. 10th or the 11th, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think you'll be facing if they bust you for that? I think, are you be under the old law or the new law?
Well, it's really crazy anyways. Like, I've been good all my life anyways, and, whoa. But I did spend the night in jail over this, and I was approved for legal aid, and usually they don't approve for legal aid unless you face some sort of risk of going to jail. So I was approved for legal aid, and I've talked to, like, I'm friends with Katrina from, from the Native court workers and the UBC law. She was awarded the Woman of Distinction. She's watching this case anyways, and my lawyer, Jeff Speed, he says he's going to try and get him to throw it out anyways. I mean, if the public wants to know what I'm doing, I'm downtown. I'm down in the downtown east side every day, and I don't sell any marijuana, and I don't sell any other drugs or anything. Like, I'm involved in the harm reduction movement at its fullest, so...
So, do you know if the new law is in effect yet, the one that makes a higher penalty for selling?
Oh, it's awful. That's not moving towards decriminalization at all. All that is the big a way for the government to grab some money. I mean, they're still saying that it's illegal to traffic it. It's illegal to sell it. If you sell it if you grow it, then you risk up going to jail up to life, depending on what scale you're growing it at. I mean, if we're allowed to possess it, how are we going to be able to possess it without either growing it or buying it? There's no way to get possession any other way. I mean, you can't have possession without the exchange. I mean, even this is a capitalist society, so they should know. I mean, it's just their way of trying to grab the money, and we're saying that we've got to keep the weed free anyways. We've got to keep it. We've got an economic power here in the making anyways, that we can challenge the pharmaceutical companies with this. We can take down we can stop cutting down trees to make paper to wipe our asses with. We can grow hemp and make toilet paper. I mean, why would anybody say no to all of this? I mean, this is the U.S. government that's running our drug policy, because Canada doesn't have a drug policy.
Do you think that the Canadian politicians are afraid of the U.S. on this?
We're totally intimidated by them. There was a conference up here last month from the Fraser Institute, I believe, and there was about 40 delegates from their side, and then there was it was a big thing anyways, and from what I hear, they threatened Canada's sovereignty about 40 times within that one statement. I mean, if we said that we would legalize weed and open the safe injection sites. And that's the thing, the harm reduction pillar here in Vancouver is it just doesn't exist to what they believe that the model should be. They haven't put anything behind harm reduction, and there's a whole Aboriginal aspect that they haven't developed at all in the downtown east side. I mean, and those are my brothers and sisters that are getting hurt down there.
What is this Aboriginal aspect of the issue?
Well, there's money through the Urban Aboriginal Strategy for Aboriginal harm reduction and Aboriginal health anyways, holistic health. So what I'm saying is, in the downtown east side, we're disproportionately Aboriginal. Those are the poor people that are in the downtown east side. I mean, those are the people that are getting AIDS. Those are the people that are getting hepatitis C. It would make sense that they allot some more money for Aboriginal health services targeted right in the downtown east side, like carving schools and detox. Like the whole city's screaming, the downtown east side is screaming that there is no detox downtown. There are no services. They've got a safe injection site that is going to be government legislated, and which is supposed to include with it a referral system. And where are they going to refer these people to a waiting list? I mean, the compensation is that they have residences on site at those injection sites. I mean,
I was going to ask you one more thing. Oh yeah, about Vandu. To explain, you said you were from Vandu. I wondered if you explain what it is.
Vandu is the Vancouver Area Network of Drug Users. It's a peer-run, user-driven. Organization to promote the betterment of our health anyways, of the downtown east side. There's a lot of illicit drug use in the downtown east side, and we're trying to organize solutions and implement them as well. on a lot of different fields. So far, it's all been on the injection drug use phase. I'd like to, since my involvement, I'd like to switch it over to more poverty issues, because poverty is what's really happening down here. Everybody's getting sick and dying because of the being poor, being having lack of adequate housing. I was involved in the Woodward Squad, and the solution that we're living in right now is no solution. So tomorrow, Tent City is opening up at Victory Square. We're having a rally there, and then we're going to take over a park, or try to sustain a park for the homeless people of the downtown east side. And I invite everybody to show up.
Are you in touch with the homeless movement in Brazil by any chance?
I've read a lot of stuff, and from my side anyways, this is all an indigenous struggle anyways. This is a war against the poor people. The poor people from every land around the world. I mean, the oil war, that's a war against the poor people. That's a war for the money. There was Ken Sarawiwa, the guy that in South America that was assassinated through like Chevron and the Nigeria. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then there's the Australian indigenes that were, and the New Zealand indigenous people, that they're, all of their cultures were attacked on some form anyways. And it's happened in Canada, and the genocide continues to this day. That's what I would like to claim as my defense in that courtroom, is genocide. These people are upholding genocide principles, and the society's just got to say no to this genocide. Look at Canada's history. We've interned the Japanese people, the German people, the Austrian people. I mean, we're just as bad as, I mean, this is a Canadian Holocaust. And it continues to this day. It happened on the West Coast. It happened on the East Coast. It happened in the Americas. We're no different than anybody else. And it's got to change. Native government.
Thank you. Did you want to have an opinion on the native governance issue?
I haven't really examined it. All I know from what history tells me is that the treaties that are negotiated really don't take into effect what's happening in the cities. I mean, I know lots of the exact populations of some reserves are, half of those people are on reserve, half of those people are off. So how can those treaties really respect that these people have migrated, as some indigenous peoples are migratory people? And like, I don't feel that my rights have been protected as as a First Nations person. And with First Governance, I'd like to see a lot more healthcare. I'd like to see a lot more education. I'd like to see more housing. Number one is housing. That's what's wrong. Housing for the reserves, housing for the cities. They gotta readjust this margin that people keep talking about. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Happy Canada Day and Happy Cannabis Day.
Cannabis, our holy, holy herb. Hill potheads love, we thank you our superb. With glowing joints and red in dice, we smoke the strongest weed. From far and wide, all cannabis will party on for thee. God keep my stash from the police. All cannabis will party on for thee.
O Cannabis was sung by David Malmo Levine, who has been celebrating Cannabis Day on Canada Day since 1994. You've been listening to a soundscape of Cannabis Day in Vancouver, B.C., July 1, 2003. Recording and interviews by Frida Worden, editing by Ian Jarvis and Andre Wajaya. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 cable FM, and on the internet, cjsf.bc.ca. Tune in next week at this time for Firestarter.